from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Prayer Meditations, Part 2. If we look at the Amidah, on the one hand, we have here a list of our needs. In the weekday Amidah, there are 13 needs that are at the center, at the heart of the Amidah. Prayers for knowledge and repentance and acceptance and making a living and healing and all kinds of national requests for redemption and for judgment and justice. And God should hear our prayers. So many prayers. And we'd like to look at the prayers from the lens of Rabbi Ezra Bick, a rabbi of ours at the Yeshivat Har Etzion, wrote a wonderful book in Hebrew. It appears online in English as well. It's called Shmona Esrei and the Foundations of Our Faith, Yisodot HaEmunah. And let's begin at the beginning. If we look at the first bracha known as Avot, the forefathers, why do we emphasize God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob? What, is there a different God for each one? Says Rabbi Bick audaciously, yes, we experience God differently. Abraham experienced God differently than Isaac, and each one of us experiences God differently. When I approach God, the first thing I say is, look, I'm approaching as I am. It's me here, and I'll be talking to you as I relate to you, because each one of us has a unique relationship. That's why God loves us so much. It's a special relationship each one has with God. Then we turn to Gvurot, the second blessing of the greatness of God. And the emphasis there is on revival of the dead. And we say, revival of the dead, it's an important belief, but why do we need to focus on that in the middle, in the beginning of our Amidah? Is it because that it was a disputed philosophy and it was important to affirm that everyone believes in the revival of the dead? Or is it something else? Says Rabbi Bick, as we approach the prayers, and perhaps the person is down in the dumps and feels like there's no hope, it's just a black and dark situation, we say, if we try to appeal to God as sort of, you know, the local doctor, he's a better doctor than other people, but, you know, the local employment agency, yeah, he's better employment agency than the local employment agency, but, you know, just part of this world. Well, from that perspective, if your situation is really dire, that's not going to be good enough. That's not going to help. What I need is someone who's beyond the system, beyond nature. The doctors say there's no hope. I need someone who's beyond the system of the doctors. So I say, he's the Machayeh Amitim. He revives the dead. That's something we can't explain. That's something way beyond the natural realm. And therefore, that gives me hope, even in the darkest hours. And then why do we mention Somech Noflim, Rofei Cholim, Matir Asurim? We mention certain specific things. We kind of have echoes of that from the early morning davening, that God straightens up those who are fallen, that he supports those who are leaning or bent over, that he heals the sick. Why do we specifically single those things out? I mean, as the Talmud points out, you know, you could mention millions of things about God. Why that particularly? Comes Rabbi Soloveitchik in his new book on prayer and thanksgiving, which is dedicated to my aunt Gladys Neustadter of blessed memory. Comes Rabbi Soloveitchik and he says, we choose to emphasize things about God that give us an ethical message. Because if something gives me an ethical message, then I'm obligated in Mutatio Dei to walk in God's footsteps, to cling to God, to try to be that way. If God heals the sick, I should go and maybe I should visit a sick person. Maybe if I'm a doctor, I should go heal someone. If God supports those who are falling, it behooves us to take care of those who are having a bad day. And when I begin to walk with God, I begin to cling to God. And that's what Amidah is all about. We thought Amidah was all about answering our prayers. But you know what the highest prayer is? Maybe I can walk with God. Maybe I can be with God. And you know how I'll feel? If I'm down in the dumps and I feel like I'm walking with God, I'll feel a lot better. My prayer is already beginning to be answered. Then we turn to the blessing of knowledge. The first of the 13 requests is knowledge, because we value knowledge above all else. But we say, Choneinu me'itcha, chachma v'bina v'dat. Give us from of yourself, de'a b'na v'skel. Give us of yourself wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. What does that mean, of yourself? Because wisdom is ultimately a thing that's of God. And when God endowed us with the Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, says the Rambam Maimonides, it means he endowed us with intelligence. And if we have intelligence, if we're going to get intelligence, if we want intelligence, it comes from God. And once again, if he'll give me some of that stuff of his, I'll be close with God. I'll have the image of God. I'll be walking in his footsteps. The prayers will be answered already because I'll be with God. I'll have the knowledge that comes from God. So we thought we were asking for knowledge. We're asking to connect with God through knowledge and teshuvah. It says Rabbi Bick, teshuvah is unusual. Of all the blessings, usually we say God heals the sick. We don't say he wants to heal. He builds Jerusalem. He doesn't want to build Jerusalem. He hears the prayers. He doesn't want to hear the prayers. So why is it that in the blessing of repentance, we say, harotzeh b'tshuvah, blessed are you, God, who desire repentance. What's this business of desire? Says Rabbi Bick, the ultimate desire of God, as it says in the beginning of Mesillas Yesharim, is that God wants to do good for us. You know what he wanted? Says Rabbi Bick, well, if he wanted a perfect world, he wouldn't have made me, I'll tell you that much. He made me imperfect so that I could do tshuva. God wants us to get better. He made a world so everyone would get better. So we turn to God and we say, you want me to get better? Help me. Reach out to me and help me get better. Help me heal. Help me improve. Blessing of Geula, redemption. This is not the redemption of Israel. We say, God, Goel Yisrael, God redeems Israel, but we mean every individual. The blessings about the community, those are later in the Amida, later toward the end of the 13 requests. This is a personal request. As a matter of fact, if we ask the question, where do we pray about family? Where do we pray about the messy situations we get ourselves into? Where do we pray when the situation you're in rips your heart out? Which prayer is for that? The answer is, Re'ena Vanino, see our afflictions. Afflictions means the really rough stuff that we go through sometimes in life. See our afflictions and redeem us. So that blessing is all about that. This is about the stuff that rips our kishkas, that rips us at the deepest level. See our affliction, God. Reave our vein and fight our fight. Says Rabbi Bick, fight our fight. That means he's on our side. That's exactly it. That's the essence of all these prayers. Is God, we want to see you is on our side because Laman Shemach, for your name, I'm Israel. I'm one of the Jews. And as a Jew, I carry God's name. If things are going bad for me, it's a bad reflection on you, God, because we're all in this together. We have that special relationship. And therefore, God, save me for your sake. You're on our side. Be on my side. And if you're on my side, isn't that half of an answer to our prayers? If God is on my side, if God is with me, do I need anything else? If you're in a dark alley, and you're walking with your spouse, your loved one, your father, your brother, your son, don't you feel better? And if you're walking with God, aren't you in great shape? That's the answer, the greatest answer to our prayers. And what about refuah, healing? Comes Rabbi Bick and says, this is a paraphrase from Isaiah, heal us, God, and we will be healed. Save us, and we'll be saved. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Bick, if we were really with God, would anything else matter? If we were with God, wouldn't everything be great? Wouldn't it be like Gan Eden? We'd just be with God. So we say to God, look, I don't know. I have some illness. I have some people I know who are ill. And I'd like to be healed for sure. But you know what, God? If you just be with me, that would be half a salvation. Someone who's dying of cancer. I knew some various pious people who were dying of cancer and they were learning Mishnayos. Mr. Azdobo, blessed memory, others, God was with them. They weren't necessarily healed, but God was with them. And in fact, if you look at the context there in Isaiah, the next passage says, God is the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be shamed. They that depart from you will be written in the earth. For they have forsaken the fountain of living water, Hashem. If you're with the living water, you have the hope of God. Even till our last breath, we have hope. And things are okay. So it's totally different than what you think. You think it's a prayer for the sick. It's a prayer that God should be with us because that's the ultimate solution. It's the ultimate solution. Or prosperity. We ask for prosperity, but we say, Sabeinu mituvecha, give us of your goodness. What do you mean? Your goodness. We want a piece of the action. We want something of God. We want something from God. We want God's presence is what we want. That's the whole idea, says Rabbi Bick. That's the whole prayer. And therefore, when we get later on in our Amidah to Jerusalem, yes, we want to rebuild Jerusalem. It would be nice to walk around and walk in the old city and see the sights. But ultimately, the main prayer then is V'tishkom b'tocha. Dwell among it, because I want to dwell among you. I want to be with you. The whole idea of prayer is to cling to God, to get close with God. That's what it means. And then we ask God, you know, Shema Kolenu, hear our prayer. So it says very big. If you already made the prayer, obviously you want God to hear the prayer. Why do you have to say it again? Heal me and hear the prayer where I ask you to heal me. Give me knowledge, hear the prayer where I ask you to give me knowledge. Isn't it repetitive? Comes Rabbi Bick and says, sometimes God could say, you want healing? Here, I'll give you healing. You don't want to have a cold anymore? Here, you're better. Okay? Leave me alone. Slam the door. So we say, no. Don't turn me away. You'll answer my prayer. You won't answer me in my prayer. That's not the main thing. The main thing is, how will I feel afterwards? Will I feel like, yeah, he gave me the donation I asked for, but he slammed the door in my face. Can't stand my guts. Wants to get rid of me. He gave it to me to get rid of me. Avraham gave gifts to his children from the third marriage. He gave them, and he sent them away. There are gifts that you can get, which are a send-off. You know, to try retiring, forced retirement from a lot of institutions. They send you wonderful gifts to send you away, send you off. But we don't want that. We want a gift that's connected with God still being there with us and for us. And finally, we say, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, be pleased with our prayer. So Rabbi Bick says, be pleased? God should be pleased? I mean, it's enough. God should answer our prayers. He should be happy. Oh, he's so happy. Joel Finkelstein prayed today. Oh, he's thrilled. Why would God be thrilled? So Rabbi Bick says, I don't know why God is thrilled, but it's a fact. It's a fact that when we bring offerings in the temple, it says, Rech Nichol Hashem. It pleases God. God is a strange God. He's pleased when puny people like us offer him offerings. He's happy. He's pleased. And the prayers are instead of sacrifices. So apparently, we're claiming that when you make a prayer, God will be pleased with it. So we ask God, I hope this is one of those prayers that brings you pleasure, God. And as Rabbi Bick explained, that's the worship of God. As we explained in our lecture from the Dumont University about the worship of God. Worship of God. Why is it a worship? If I ask God for stuff that I need, why is that worship? Because you know what God really wants? He wants to do good things for us. He's good. So I say, God, I hear that you like to be good to people. So I'm asking you for some stuff. And I hear that that makes you happy. So I hope this prayer makes you happy. That's the ultimate dream, is that at the end of the prayer, I walk away and I feel the grace of God. I feel God has given me blessings. I feel connected with God. I walked in his ways. God heals the sick. I'm going to go out and help the sick too. God is with us. God, it can be our presence. We're going to take of his knowledge. If I engage in knowledge today in Torah study, science, philosophy, ideas, I'll be engaged with the stuff of which God endowed me as a Tzelem Elokim, image of God. In that sense, God will be with me throughout the day. And that's the greatest answer to my greatest prayer and deepest prayer. Ultimately, as I stand before God, the prayer is, God, help me stand before you. Help me stand with you. Help me be with you. And if you're with me, that's the answer to all of my prayers. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lameth for congregation today for a discussion of meditations of prayer. Join us each week for the Parsha, the holidays, how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.